If you have your Bible, we'll turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, is born of God, and everyone that loveth Him that begot, loveth Him also that is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" I want to preach this morning, Brother Charles, for a few minutes, if God will be my help. I want to preach on this: a great start, a great ending, and confidence along the way. Amen? A great start and a great ending and confidence along the way. As we see the start we have in 1 John here, he's writing to us, and he says, "Whosoever believeth." Now that's that whosoever will that the Bible teaches us about. Who is that whosoever will? It's whosoever. Amen. "Those that will believe on Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved." Amen. So it's whoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Amen. That means our birth is a new birth. We all know that we were born in this world and we were born of woman. And the Bible says our days are few and full of troubles. But I'm glad that we have an opportunity, a chance to have a new birth in Christ Jesus our Lord. A birth from above, a heavenly birth from God Almighty. So he said, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." So he said, we've had that we believe that, said we've been born of God Almighty. In other words, we have had, you have had, I've had, we have had a heavenly birth. And we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. And it says, he goes on and says, "And everyone that loveth him that begot, loveth him also that is begotten." Now who begat? It was God our Father. Our Heavenly Father, and begotten by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who God the Father sent, amen, to be the perpetuation of sin. And now God the Father was in heaven, praise God, and you know the story. Had Jesus there with Him. In the beginning was the Word was with Him, and the Word was God. Amen. That was the Lord Jesus Christ that was with Him. And Jesus saying, when he saw that we were, that man was determined to fail, that man was determined to sin, Jesus raised His hand and He said, "Father, I'll go." Amen. So from the very beginning, it was determined in the heart of God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit that Jesus Christ would come to earth, live and love and bleed and die for your sin. Now, He'd go to an old crooked cross. He'd be nailed there, and He would die for our sins on that cross. He would be buried in a borrowed tomb. You know, when Jesus was here, He never had nothing. He never owned nothing. Even though He was 100% man, He is also 100% God. But He owned nothing. Even though it was all made for Him, praise God, it was all His to begin with. But He never even had a place to lay His head, and He never had the place to what they could lay Him when He died for our sins. Jesus Christ was buried in a borrowed tomb. Amen? You say, "Preacher, I just don't understand that. Why wouldn't He have got a place His own?" Because He only needed it for 3 days. Amen. Amen. Death and hell could only defeat for 3 days. Death had Him for 3 days. But the end of that third day, praise God, Jesus Christ, He broke the chains of death and the seals of doom. Hell, glory. And He come out of there, praise God, with the angels of glory shouting and praising God and giving God the glory for the ascension of the Son out of the depths and the pit. He rose up, praise God, victorious because God sent Him to do that for you. And Jesus Christ volunteered to do that for you. He wept in the garden because of the sin that He'd have to take upon Himself. But praise God, He overcome that sin through the flesh and through dying, praise God, on the cross of Calvary and through the blood of Jesus Christ. We ought to plead the blood like we've never pleaded the blood before. We ought to shout and praise and give Him glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm talking about a start this morning. A start, a great start. We have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments." Amen. I'm glad the precious Word of God speaks to your heart. Now listen, I don't know about you, but I can't keep it the way I'd like to. Amen. I'd like to be able to keep it. I'd like to be stable to stay on track. I'd like to be able to stay focused because this old flesh that we live in, I live in, you live in, we have difficulties with that. But I want to say there's a God of heaven. He's a mediator of one, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior. He got up victorious over death and the grave, praise God, so that He could guide you and lead you, guide me and lead me, praise God, in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Amen. He could get the glory. Amen. I love God. Praise God. I love the children of God. I love the people of God. And I love the things of God. I love the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. I like the preaching of the Word of God. Now, they can preach it. A whole lot of preachers can preach it better than straighter than I can live it. But they'll never preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. I like the truth, don't you? The Bible said the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times people say, well, the truth will set you free. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible says the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. It'll bring you out. So it can bring you up. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We need something today to overcome the world. The world is overcoming us in so many instances. The world is taking control of our lives and taking charge of our lives and taking us in places and directions that we never thought we would go. But I'm glad there's a God that's been the same forever and He's never changing. Amen? And He says if we'll just stay with the God, stay with the Lord and keep His commandments, amen, He'll keep us on the straight. And He said these commandments ain't grievous. They're not hard. Amen? They're not meant to be a burdensome task for you and I. They're meant to just give us direction, praise God. You say, well, it seems so hard to do right, praise God. Not if you determine in your heart to do right. Amen. We can pretty much, hey, listen, humanity, we've been designed, we can pretty much do what we put, what we settle in our hearts to do. If we'll settle in our heart, praise God, that we're not going to hurt anybody that Jesus died for. Amen. Praise God. God will give us a different talk, a tongue. He'll give us a different manner and mannerism. He'll give us a different attitude, praise God. So we can walk according to His perfect will. So we can be encouragers and never discouragers. Amen. So we can take the Word of God, apply it to our own hearts, and live in a way that's pleasing to God. He says, because whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. All the victory that we have, praise God, what we know about God Almighty. And He said, Lord Jesus Christ, from the death, burial, and resurrection, He's already overcome this world. Amen. He already overcome that was a reaching and a grabbing and trying. You know the demons of hell are trying to reach, get a hold of us and pull us down into the pit every day of our life. They'd like to destroy us. They'd like to pull us down. They'd like to hold us back. Amen. Hey, listen, don't let them hold you back, praise God. Just plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and keep pressing on for the cause of Christ. It's a better way. It's a better life. It'll not always be easy. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, I'll bring you through, praise God. I'll promote you and bring you over to the other side. He said, it'll just get better farther on. Amen. I tell you what, as you get older, and I don't know what it is about getting older, I guess you get wiser. Amen. It would pay us to heed some of these old saints of God that's been through the battle, that's been through the rough that this world's got, praise God, but yet their faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come to ourselves, praise God, we realize that we need some help. Amen. They're smart enough to realize that they've tried it on their own. They've tried to march alone, but praise God, there's just no help in it. But God Almighty gives us help that we could be overcomers for the Lord. That's where our start is. A great start is a start in the Lord. Whosoever will trust in what Jesus did on Calvary so that we can go in the right direction. So that we can be overcomers. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Verse 4, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. I wonder, who do you have faith in this morning? What's your faith in? In other words, who are you trusting? Amen? We need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to trust God the Father. We need to listen to the Holy Ghost of God. We need to have guidance and leadership in our lives. A transforming power, praise God, that helps us to overcome all the obstacles that we face today. And there's many, many obstacles that we face. It seems like everywhere you look, there's obstacles. There's obstacles in raising our children. There's obstacles in having a family. There's obstacles in trying to love one another. Amen? Difficulties in all these areas. But God said the love of God, amen, and following Him, He said it overcomes those obstacles. That way you can look the devil between beak and bill and say, devil, I am an overcomer. Amen. I don't have to listen to you. I've got a new master. I've got a shepherd, praise God, a shepherd of my soul. Amen, praise God. He lives down in my heart. He guides me and directs me and shows me His way. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Are you a believer this morning? Amen. I mean, do you really believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Believe that He is the Lord of glory, that He died for your sins? Amen. Now let's just make this personal this morning. Amen. Let's just make it personal. Let's just bring it down to where we live. Now we're talking about getting a great start to start out. And the only way we can have a great start is believe that Jesus died for your sins. We know that Jesus died for sin. I talk to people all the time and say, you know what Jesus did? Yeah, Jesus died for sins. I mean, a lot of times people will say, Jesus died for my sins. Because if we say, Jesus died for my sins, Brother Bill, it brings it down to where we live. Amen. Then we have to accept the Savior who died for your sin and mine. Amen. He said, but He said, whosoever overcome the world, praise God. But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So we've overcome the world because we believe that Jesus has overcome the world, praise God. We know He's overcome the obstacles that we face. He helps us to overcome all the things, the transgressions, and the way of life that we would want to go in this flesh. Paul says, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm in a struggle every day. James said, I look in the mirror and said, I see that man. Said, I go away and I forget what manner of man I am. Amen. That's the way we are, isn't it? It don't take us too long to get away from the way of godliness to the way of humanity. But God Almighty said, those that's overcome through Jesus Christ, praise God. God, in other words, He's telling us this morning that a great start is allowing Jesus to start directing you on the way. Praise the Lord. He brings us to a place to where we can actually start living. Amen. You say, preacher, it seems like we're living now. Now, a lot of people, they're not living, they're just existing. Amen? It's kind of like a dog-eat-dog world. And you're just striving and struggling to try to exist in this world. And it seems like it's getting worse and worse by day. Amen? But the Bible said it waxed worse and worse, and in the end. But we see, praise God, if we get started with the right thoughts and the right attitude and the right principle, Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. Praise God that we can overcome the world and aspects of the world, and we can begin to live a life that's pleasing to God. In verse number 10, it said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. As they ought to be something this morning if you're saved. Now listen to me. They ought to be something in, or listen to the Lord, they ought to be something inside you. They ought to be a witness. Hello? Think about it. They ought to be a witness in you. Now, what is a witness? A witness is something, someone that gives a testimony. I want to ask you this morning, is there a testimony in your heart? Do you have a witness? Can you stand up and throw up your hand and say, praise God, I thank Lord Jesus Christ for saving me. Now, you may not know the exact day, the moment, or the hour, but you know that Jesus saved you somewhere. Praise God, by His marvelous grace. The Holy Ghost of God spoke to your heart and showed you you needed a Savior. And He said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. And now, right here is where the rubber meets road. We have eternal life versus eternal death. Amen. So you're either living forever or dying forever. Amen. Now this word death, Brother Charles already mentioned this morning, I believe it was, is not to perish, not to be, but it's to be made useless and to no account. It's been made cast into a place called hell one day, amen, where your worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So we choose whether we'll live forever eternally with the Lord, praise God, walk on those streets of gold, praise God. The Bible says, as it were, there's no fellow one time he had quite a bit of money, had a whole lot of gold, and he said, hey, listen, I just got one request. He said, I want to be able to take a sack of this gold with me when I go. So, well, you know, that's fine. If you won't take your sack of gold with you, you go ahead. And so he got up there, and St. Peter met him at the gate. And he said, well, we got a special request here. This fellow wants to take his satchel in with him. He said, well, what is? He opened it up. It's a sack of gold. And St. Peter said, what are you going to do with old worthless gold, with that worthless gold? He said, that's nothing but pavement over here. Amen. And the gold that we have is not even pure gold. Bible says, as it were, transparent glass. He said, that gold that they paved the streets of glory with is so pure because it's in the presence of God. He said, that it's pure, so pure that you can see through it. Praise God. It's a purity of God. It's a holiness of God. And praise God. Listen, I don't need to take nothing with me when I go because I'm going with my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's eternal life. That's a promise that we have in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, he that believeth not God hath made himself a liar, made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Do you write God give us a record, amen, of Jesus Christ his Lord? It's recorded in the book, praise God. In the volume, the Bible says in the volume of the book, is written of him, of me. Jesus Christ was speaking. He said, we have a whole volume of a book that's about Jesus Christ. You said, what page is it, preacher? It's from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 21 is the precious word of God. And it's all about a risen Savior. Praise God. We see even the revelation. It says revelation of John, but it's not a revelation of John. It's a revealing of Jesus Christ in glory. Praise God. And everything, it has to transpire until we get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. So he that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. He gave us a record. He said, this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. And if we want life this morning, if you want to live this morning, praise God, we have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people digging and scratching, trying to find it all over this world, and they'll not find it. They'll not find peace, happiness. They'll not find the joy. They'll not find the satisfaction that they're looking for. That's why there's so much alcohol and drug abuse and pornography and all this other wickedness trying to satisfy the lust of the flesh. But I want to say it goes way beyond the lust of the flesh. It's desire and the root of the soul, praise God. That inward man that makes a difference. The heart and soul of a human being, praise the Lord, that gives us a proper perspective of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 12, he said, he that hath the Son hath life. Where do you get life from, preacher? You get it from the Son. Amen. You know, you can't, there's nothing that'll survive and thrive without the Son. I got some tomato plants at the house, and I put my little cherry tomatoes. I love them things. I got them in pots all around the foot of my study. And boy, them things are striving. I put that Miracle-Gro on. Boy, they're up way up on the railing on that thing. But I had one pot that was kind of over next to the edge, and that pot started out pretty good, but as it got to growing, it just wasn't growing. It producing like the others. It took it forever. It seemed like it wasn't getting no blooms on it, and they was kind of puny. And I noticed it one day. I come out of the study, and it was in a shady spot. It didn't get sun, but for just a minute or two, just a few minutes each day. And it wasn't thriving. It wasn't doing good. So I took that little tomato plant, and I moved it around to the side, and that thing's just thriving now, praise God. It's just about to outgrow the rest of them. Amen. Because without the Son, there is no life, praise God. But when we get the Son gives us life. Amen. Without the Son, without Christ, praise God, we're like that little mater plant sitting in the shade. We're just existing. But praise God, we're not thriving like God would have us to thrive. We get a good start, praise God, but we need to have a better means, praise God, and confidence along the way as we go, praise the Lord, that God Almighty is a feeding us and helping us and nurturing us through this thing. Amen. So he that hath the Son hath life. Amen. He that hath, that means to have. Amen. You say, preacher, it's old English. I don't understand it. It means to have. He that hath the Son, he that does have. That's present tense, by the way. He that hath the Son, he that hath the Lord Jesus Christ, hath life. Verse 12. He that hath the Son. You got the Son this morning? Have you got the Lord Jesus Christ? He's your Lord and Savior. Are you living in the sun? Or are you somewhere in the shade? Amen. Praise God, we need to be living in the sun. Praise God, I'd find me a place in the sun. Now, I don't like heat. I don't like hot. But praise God, I like the sun. Amen. I like the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He's the better part. And said, he that hath the Son hath life. We have it in Jesus Christ. But look what he said, goes on and says. But he that hath not the Son hath not life. So he that hath not, has not. If you have not the Son, if you have not Jesus Christ, you have not life. Amen? Hath not life. Now I've told you, we've reinforced this, to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in God. Amen? To have an intellectual knowledge to know that they are. And then you look around and we're not so stupid. We look around and we can't know that there is a God and He's real. He's a creator and sustainer of the universe. But He said we've got to go beyond believing in and we've got to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got to trust in Him, praise God, for the life and liberty that He has to give us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. To begin, have a good start. We have to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have life through Him. He said, these things have I written unto you. Watch this. That believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, I'm writing to you that believe. Amen. In other words, the Lord's writing a letter to us this morning. He said, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You say, preacher, why do you reiterate that? Because we need to know. See, there's a whole lot of big difference between believing in, having an intellectual knowledge, and believing on and having the Lord living in your heart. Amen. It's a 16-inch difference, but that makes all the difference. Amen. Amen. If you know short, stubby people like me, Brother Bill, it's only about 14 inches. Amen. Between believing in the Lord Jesus and believing on Him, trusting in Him, relying on Him, adhering to Him, praise God, allowing Him to be the Lord of our lives. He said, that you may know that you have. Now that's past tense. That you may know that you have eternal life. That's past tense. That's something that we've already acquired. In other words, it's like we're already, there's a part of us already living in heaven who's believers. Amen. Praise God. We've graduated here, praise God, with a promise of the rest of us being over yonder one day. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said that you may know. That's knowing. The great ending that we have, we got a great beginning, Lord Jesus Christ. The great ending that we need to have is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing that we've been born again. Knowing that we're saved. You said, preacher, this is old stuff. I said, this is old school, praise God. Maybe we need some refreshing in our lives. To know that we know the Lord Jesus Christ. To know that we've been saved. We've been born again, praise God. That I have been bought with a price. And that price was Jesus Christ, the death He shed on Calvary. He said that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. Believe on Him, to trust in Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him, to put our faith in Him. He said, why would you do it? To know Him, that you may have eternal life. That's present tense. It's actually present tense participle. It's having it right now. Eternal life. So it's having that confidence that you're not ever going to die. Amen. You say, preacher, everybody's going to die. No, we're going to graduate. Those that are born again, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we're going to have a graduation day. Amen. Paul said we'll finish our course, the course that God puts you on. And praise God, one day you'll say goodbye to this old world and this old flesh, amen, and you'll graduate out of here and go be with the Lord forevermore in glory. That's what we're looking for today. That's our goal. Our ultimate goal, Miles, is to get to graduate from this life to another, to be with the Lord. We do the best we can, what we can while we're here, but we believe on the Lord. He said, believe on the name of the Son of God. He said, in other words, we've got to put our faith in Jesus. He said, not just any name will do. Amen. But he said, on the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He said, we put our trust in the Lord Jesus. Praise God. And he said, we know that we have eternal life. So we have a great start and we have a great ending. But we need the confidence along the way. Confidence, amen, in our hearts and our lives. The confidence that you need and I need. And he says in verse 14, he said, this is the confidence that we have in him. Now that word have is present tense. Amen. See, this stuff is all, it's all sealed and concluded for the future. Amen. We're not have to back up and try to regroup. Praise God. He said that we have it. He said, this is the confidence that we have in him who? The Lord Jesus Christ. That if we ask anything according to his will, we have it. And now that he says a confidence along the way, praise God, is confidence that we have in the Lord. That if we ask anything according to his will. Now see the confidence in him, and then we have a confidence in his will. What God would have us to do along the way. So we gain that confidence along the way, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, according to what he would like for us to be. That he plants us, praise God, where it have us to grow, and he nurtures our, praise God, in the Son, the S-O-N. Amen. So that we can come out like that thriving tomato, praise God, and produce fruit to the glory of God. Amen. I wonder how good a fruit producer we are. Amen. Oh, we produce fruit. You say, preacher, are we? Well, I don't know. This church ain't full yet. Amen. If we were good fruit producers, these pews would start filling up. If we were going out and inviting people and telling people, praise, get with a testimony God says is in us. Amen. If we take that testimony, that's in us, praise God, and take it to witness in ourselves, and we take it out to a lost dying world, we could compel them to come in. We'd have a desire to do that. I wonder where our desire is today. We can have a great start and we can have a great ending, but the confidence along the way, praise God, is what encouraged people to get in. They'll see the love that we have for the Lord. They'll see the love, he says in verse 2, that we'll have for each other. People's are dying for that. They're starving for that. They want to see the love of God. Amen. Where do they see it? They don't see it at home. They don't see it in the world. They don't see it in the places they go. But they ought to see it in the children of God. Amen. The confidence along the way in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, according to his perfect will, what is pleasing to him. He said, so if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. When we start realizing, praise God, you say, how do you ask stuff according to God's will? We only know his will when we're trying to live in his will. Remember the story I told, I believe, Wednesday night on David? The servant of God said he is a man after God's own heart. And how did he get that? Because he was constantly trying to live in the will of God. He was constantly trying to be pleasing to God. And I say it's not an easy task. You say, preacher, it ought to be pretty easy. No, it's not easy because David failed multiple times. But yet God said that he was a man after God's own heart. God testified to that. Amen. But praise God, we see how he said if we live according to his will, like that pleases God, with a desire to be pleasing to God, we have confidence according to his will. We know that that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So we know we catch God's ear. Amen. Have you ever had an object, praise God, that you just needed help with? Amen. Isn't it good to know that you can catch the ear of God? Amen. We've seen God do miracles, youngins. Amen. It wasn't just a fluke. It wasn't. Praise God. God reached down and performed a miracle. Praise God. Because he heard us. And he answered prayers. He goes on and says this. It's according to his will. He said, and if we know. There it is again. Now that's present tense. We know that he hear us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So we know that it's according to, we trust in him, amen, confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ask those things that's according to his will. He said, then because of the confidence that we have, praise God, we know that we ask according to his will, that he hears us, and so we have the desires of it. In other words, the petitions that we ask of the Lord are granted by the Lord. Amen. What do we need this morning? We have to ask ourselves. We can have a great start. We can have a great ending by being saved and born again. But we need that confidence along the way. So that we ask those things according to his will that we know. Hello, listen to me. Let me just say this and I'm done this morning. Is there times in life that you pray, but you really don't pray with confidence? You don't really pray believing. that you might receive. The Bible says that we have to pray believing that we might receive that we ask for. Amen? Do we really truly pray with confidence? Do we have confidence? See, you have a great start and you can have a great ending. That's great in our lives, in my life, in your life, knowing that we're saved and born again, praise God. And when we go out of here, praise God, we're going to glory. And praise God, that's enough right there to make you want to just shout your shoes off. But what about what happens along the way? God says we need to be able to have confidence morning to ask those things of God, expecting God to hear and answer our prayers, to grant your petition. Did you hear what I said? To grant your petition. See, a lot of times we'll say, I'm going to call the preacher and have him pray about that. Hello? And that's a wonderful thing. Amen. I thank God for the confidence that you have in me. But I have to take them to my Heavenly Father because I don't have no confidence in me. I take them to Him and I say, Lord, please. Amen. Our confidence needs to be in Him that we know, praise God, that we have cause, that I can call upon Him. We can take our petitions to the Lord and He hears us. He said it's a present participant. It's a thing that's right now. A thing that we have now that I can call upon the Lord. Amen. Because we're doing right, acting right, living right according to His will. Trying our best. Oh, you'll mess up. Amen. You'll mess up. You probably like me, you'll probably mess up before the day's done. Day's done. But I can also fall on my face and say, Lord, please forgive me. No sinner, but I messed up. I missed the mark. I transgressed. I missed the mark. Lord, help me that my aim will be better. Amen. So I can be found pleased. So that I can be a witness for you. That I can have a testimony in me of Jesus Christ my Lord. A confidence along the way in Christ my Savior. So that I can have my petitions granted that I ask of Him. How many people do you know today? How many family members do we have, youngins, that's lost without God, that need to be saved? You know, it's a sad thing. If they was to go out of this world today, they'd be lost and end up in hell through eternity. We know. We all got them. We've all got lost love. How many deceived people do we have? Amen. That if God Almighty would, if we'd allow the Lord to use us for His glory, that we know Him in confidence. Confidence for the journey that we're traveling. That we would give confidence to them that they might get in before it's too late. We need to be an example. We need to be sanctified. We need to be set aside. We need to be different. Amen. Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate. We need to be different. We need to be a peculiar people. That's what Christ said. We can get a good start. And we got a promise of a good ending. But praise God, we need that confidence along the way to walk it's pleasing to God. Youngins, we need to see some souls saved. Amen. We're living in the last days of dispensation of grace. You and I are getting to see the last days. Yeah, preacher, you've been here 15 and a half years. You've been preaching that ever since you come. It ain't happened yet. It's coming. It's coming. The dispensation of grace, the end of the time of grace is coming. Amen. When the Lord steps out with a trumpet and a shout and says, my beloved, come away. Come away, my fair love. Come away. We're going to go out of here. But how many are we going to be able to take with us when we go? Amen. Our heart's desire, we'll be praying Godward. That God would help us, amen, so that we can know that when we ask God, pray, ask God for a petition, that petition is granted, amen, even to the saving of a soul. God help us, young, to come in faith, believing upon the Lord Jesus. A good start's good. A great ending is good, but praise God, the confidence along the way is what makes the difference. Let me ask you this question in closing this morning. How's your confidence?